So there we go. So as our young people depart, I just want to build on that passage a little more for us this afternoon. New beginnings. Here we are at the start of a new year. And this was the start of Jesus' ministry. A new beginning. And Jesus marked this by receiving baptism from John. Jesus identifies with us sinners. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance, but Jesus didn't need to do that. He was the sinless one. Jesus identified with us sinners who need to repent. So new beginnings, new encounters with God. Don't we all long for fresh encounters with our Lord and Savior? Those moments when we know God is with us, touching our hearts and our lives. We long to hear the Father saying, "You are my child, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." We all need that fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Did Jesus need the Holy Spirit? I don't know. But the Father gave it to him generously. The Father gives the Holy Spirit to us generously. So I'm going to invite our worship team to come up and lead us. So just recapping there, that's the second paragraph. At that time, Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my Son whom I love. With you I am well pleased." So brothers and sisters, can I invite you to stand and we will come into the presence of the Lord. We will worship him now for 30 minutes or so. So plenty of time to delight in the Lord and come into his presence. So I'll just start with a prayer and say, Father in heaven, here we stand before you, your children. Here we stand before you at the start of this new year. Here we stand before you with all the things that we hope for and the things that concern us. We stand before you just as we are. And you know all the little distractions pinging around our minds this afternoon. And Lord, we want to be with you. We thank you, Father, that you are already here waiting for us. So, Lord Jesus, we open our eyes and our hearts to you now. And we say, Holy Spirit, come amongst us so that we might worship the King this afternoon. Amen.